The time is 16 minutes past 5. You've just tuned in. You are listening to Taking Care of Business here on Rise FM. A big thank you there to Annelita Fandese for giving us the nation's biggest business stories, making the rounds here in South Africa and abroad as well. Now, South Africa has long recognized the principle of equal pay for work of equal value through the Employment Equity Act. Now, the introduction of the Fair Play Bill in June 2025, alongside recent amendments to the Companies Act, marks a pivotal moment in reshaping corporate culture. Focused on fairness, transparency, and accountability, this new legislation goes beyond compliance, ensuring a transformative shift in how organizations define value, reward talent, and build inclusive workplaces. Now, this afternoon, I'm proud to be joined by Makhosazana Mabaso, who is the PW's People and Organizational Reward Partner. Welcome, Ms. Mabaso, to Taking Care of Business here on Rise FM.
Thank you so much, Mandile, and good evening to your listeners as well.
Makhosazana, I want to start here. I mean, South Africa will soon mandate pay transparency across all job postings and ban salary history inquiries. What should businesses know about this Fair Pay Bill?
I think, you rightfully said, it is a move towards the right direction, reshaping corporate culture. But most importantly, what businesses should know is that they need to prepare for this. I mean, quite a number of businesses are already prepared, and it's just the extra push to make sure that you're now transparent and you're building trust within your employees, as well as external factors. So I think if you look at this bill, it basically captures everything that's been happening in South Africa, whether you're looking at it from a Companies Act perspective, that's also now asking that pay gaps be disclosed going forward, or whether you're looking at it from a King IV perspective that requires that pay is transparent and fair. This bill is just asking for more transparency and further building on more acceleration and ensuring that businesses are complying with either the Companies Act or the requirements of King IV.
Mm. Now, Makhosazana, I've been an employee before, once upon a time, a long time ago. I'm an employer now. And one of my favorite questions to ask is exactly, you know, your historical salary, because I need to understand exactly where am I actually placing you within my organization and how much should I ultimately pay you. So now, with this bill, I will no longer be allowed to inquire about the candidate's past salaries. I mean, why is this so important and how does this contribute towards fair pay?
Wanda, if you look at the Employment Equity Act, what it does look for is that pay is not discriminatory in nature. So you're not discriminating in anybody for any reason. Mm. And again, I think if you look at the Fair Pay Bill, it just moves us towards the right direction and further towards that direction in ensuring that there is no discrimination. So like you said, now you're an employer, you typically ask an employee, how much did you earn, and then assess how you will then position them internally. What the Fair Pay Bill is requiring companies to do is basically assess each job within your entity, mm-hmm. attach a value to it. So whatever you are offering a person that you want to recruit in your entity needs to be relative to what you think the value of the job is internally. So you're no longer looking at what they got versus mm. what you are willing to pay them. And if you look at it from a wide perspective,
yes.
I mean, we've had instances where you look at an employee going from a job where they were significantly underpaid, right? So if you're asking for their pay history, the problem is not solved in that regard. So it is asking companies to say, what's the value of this job within your entity, mm. which requires each employer to have a very good understanding of the jobs that they have. Once you've attached a value to it, you then offer in accordance to that, and you don't look at what the other entity was paying.
Yeah, I think it makes sense from that perspective. But I want to bring in a caveat here. Performance. Now I've hired you. There are certain people, for instance. I mean, one of the requirements says that there should be some kind of pay scales internally. And you can correct me if I'm wrong there. Now, I might argue mm-hmm. and say that, you know, that reduces my flexibility to be able to hire the best performer in a workplace. Because now if you're asking me to pay the people the same, yes, they're doing the same work. But some people perform better than other people. How do I then balance that?
So the bill is not necessarily saying that you pay people the same as long mm. as they're in the same position. And if you look at the crux of the Employment Equity Act, it is saying equal pay for equal work. unless there's reasons for differentiation. So you've just mentioned now a high-performing individual. Mm. And basically what a pay scale is, or what a pay range is basically saying this is the lowest I'm willing to offer, this is the highest I'm willing to offer. There will be reasons as to why I either position you on the lower end, whether it's because of experience or whether it's because you don't have the right qualifications, but I'm willing to take a bet on you. That is a conversation you have with an employer, right? So you're giving a range and saying, for this job that I've attached a value to, this is the lowest I'm willing to go and this is the highest I'm willing to go. And depending on specific reasons that can be applied to everybody, I can either place you on the midpoint, the lower end, or the higher end. So you can still hire that employee that has a lot of experience that you deem very valuable for your entity, but at least now you have a reason to indicate why you're paying them on the higher end of the pay range.
Okay. And so would the bill, for instance, then, Makosazana, in that instance, regulate, you know, big pay discrepancies? I'm not talking, you know, a couple of thousands, but I'm talking where the person is reasonably qualified, they're doing the same amount of work as well, and you find in certain companies that one gets paid much more than the other person. Would then this bill compel employers to rectify that big pay discrepancy and standardize salaries, or is it only applicable to future recruitments?
So if you look at the Employment Equity Act, we already have the EEA 4 form that companies need to populate on a year-on-year basis. And that form does exactly that, Wandile, where you're looking at a job and you're looking at the incumbents that occupy that job and you're assessing who's on the lower end, who's on the higher end, why are there reasons? And in instances where you don't have a valid reason, then you're required to rectify. What this bill intends to do is just further enhances the transparency around fair pay, which gives the employee a position, because I mean, in most instances, employees don't even know what the pay ranges are. So once you know, then you can have a conversation with either HR or your manager and say, listen, these are the pay ranges. Why am I positioned on the higher end or lower end? So it just then allows for the necessary conversations to happen. But I mean, if you look at it, and like I said earlier on, South Africa's been on a journey. We've got a number of legislature that governs different parts of remuneration, one of them being the EEA 4 form that requires company to report on a year-on-year basis. But I do think that in addition to that, companies do have to have policies in place where they document reasons for instances where you're either going to pay a person on the higher end or lower end. So it's again worth this asking companies to go the extra mile and do further documentation and explaining in terms of why would I place a person on the higher end versus the lower end.
Sis Makosazana, ngibonga kakhulu for ukuthi usijoyine la ku Taking Care of Business. Siyabonga kakhulu sisi. Bengicela ukuthi enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay, nami ngiyabonga Wandile. Thank you so much.
And that was Makosazana Mabaso, who is PwC's People and Organization Reward Partner, just speaking to us about that fair pay bill that got introduced in June 2025, and obviously South Africa taking steps towards a more transparent and equitable. My English data just ran out there. Equitable, in actual fact, work.